Hi there, this is Donnie McGregor from Driven Digitally. Welcome to the second episode of the Driven Digitally podcast, Cord, Now That You Are Digital. Well, welcome back. It's been a while since we did our first podcast back in 2019, and boy, has the world changed. Right now, we got hit with a global pandemic in the early, exactly 12 months ago. And what we thought was impossible became possible. Where in our first podcast, we talked about all things digital. Now, how the world has changed. Two-thirds of businesses have actually become digital. So education has gone digital. Digital transformation is happening in all levels of society. And it's now changing the way we think, the way we talk, the way we do our work, even the way we arrive to work, and the way we run our businesses. It's all gone into the cloud, where we're using browser instead of using a software downloaded onto a device. So what has changed? Businesses are now digital, schools are now digital. But what are the new challenges that come along with that? Well, this is what we want to touch on. Now that you are digital, if you aren't yet in the cloud and you don't have a strategy to go to the cloud, or at least think of a hybrid situation, you're going to really struggle to do business, because that's where the trend is. If you don't have an online presence, you're going to really struggle, because most customers today do their purchasing through a website. How do they find their products is through Google search. So having a website, having an online store is going to be a must if you're going to survive in this next 10 years. So let us start with that point. Once you've got an online presence, and you have a cloud strategy, your working arrangements may have changed, where once you were office bound or you had a shop front, but now you're working from home, and maybe your warehouse is your garage, or you might have commercial facilities, or you might be a school that's doing remote learning. So the workplace has changed, and with that brings new challenges. The most important thing to a business today, or there's actually, let's just say there's three important things. One is the people, the resources. Number two, some would argue whether it's cash flow, but I would actually probably put data above that. If you talk about the three most important things to consider is you pick the people, then it's the data, cash flow, and then your products and services. You know that we're looking after your people. The people have the right tools to do their work. Data, and the other one I forgot to mention is time. So, time relates to productivity. And if we are able to save business time, we are actually saving them dollars. Data is really become a currency. It's what the criminals are going after. Data of your clients, data of your business. If you don't have a plan or a policy to secure data, to protect data, you are really running your business at grave risk. Today, the greatest threats to a business in a post-COVID world, or even in a COVID situation, is through cyber, is through a cyber attack, whether it be a virus, whether it be malware or ransomware. And businesses need to have two things. One is insurance to protect yourself from a cyber event. Number two, software that's going to future-proof your business from a data breach incident. Every month we hear on the media reports of a cyber attack or some group of hackers trying to get into company or business information. So what are the things that are now available today to basically secure the data in the home? You've got two-factor authentication. You've got password management. You've got encryption. You now have software that will provide backup around your data and security and protecting your business from ransomware. Further to this, even the way, you know, it's too much for a business owner to be able to consider all the new threats to, you know, having a business that's now online or now semi in the cloud. So that's why you have businesses like Driven Digitally. We're born in the cloud. We exist to help you in your journey of digital transformation or technology transformation. It might be your workplace modernization. So we're here to help you on that journey, to provide advice, help you with the procurement of all the you know, hardware and deploy the services you need to run your business. So pretty much we've all become like a one-stop shop. And that's some of the changes we've had to go through to be able to meet the current new climate that we're there. We're now actually a fully IT-managed services business. Google authorized or certified, as well as a partner of Microsoft. So we can cater for both. Whether you like the Microsoft products or whether you like Google products, we can help you with both. Today, a business needs to secure their data, and it needs to save time on productivity, and enable their staff to work from anywhere in any place at any time, and the partners we have for our business will help enable you to be able to do that. Help make your staff more productive, communicate more effectively, save time by utilizing technology efficiently, and save you dollars because you're not having to pay an IT manager or pay extensive fees to maintain a server. All of this can now be done via the cloud. So we want to help you with that. And we highly encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, to take seriously the threat of data breach or a cyber attack, and develop a plan for your business, for business continuity. How are you going to continue in a time of a disaster? What is your disaster recovery strategy if you have an event where you've lost data? So we're here to help you with that. Talk to us about your needs in to be able to bulletproof or future-proof your business, especially around the management of data, what your business continuity plan is, what your goals are for around moving to the cloud or going through digital transformation. We would love to hear from you. Some of the companies we work with are Datto, Microsoft, Google, and there's also hardware vendors that we work with as well. As a business, we're now able to provide you asset management. We're able to provide you antivirus management. We're able to help We're able to conduct an auditing service. We're able to manage your devices, remotely manage a monitor, and provide you intelligence on whether you are at risk of data breach. There are many things that we can do for you as a business with a number of plans available. And I'm excited to say today we've actually launched our managed service plans. So if you want to hop on our website, which is drivendigitally.com.au, go and check out our managed services page. And if you want to book a scoping session, we are more than happy to help, like sit down, spend an hour with you to get to know your business. There's no cost involved with that. So get in contact if you would like to talk about protecting your data. If you want to help develop a cyber security policy, if you are interested in outsourcing your IT and having a company that can manage it for you, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your time today. And next time we'll do another podcast really soon so we can keep in touch with all of our customers. All right, have a wonderful weekend.